In the early days of the church, the gospel was spreading, and so were the growing pains. As the community expanded, a murmur arose. Greek-speaking widows were being overlooked. It might seem like a small problem, but it threatened the unity and soul of the early church. Because at its heart, this was a crisis of diaconia, of compassion, care, and service. It wasn't just about the food. It was about belonging. It was about whether God's care was truly for everyone or only for some. What's striking is how the apostles respond. They don't ignore the complaint. They don't try to fix everything themselves. Instead, they call the whole community together. They remind us that service is not a speciality for a few. It is the work of all. And this is where the story meets our own times. We often think ministry belongs to the clergy or those with official titles. But Scripture tells a different story. Diaconia belongs first to all the baptized. Your baptism is not just a personal blessing, but is your first ordination. You are being commissioned to share in Christ's work. Jesus promised that those who believe in him would do even greater works than he did. Through the Spirit, Christ's compassion and care has moved from the lands of Judea and Galilee of Jesus' time to the world. Millions around the world are now cared for, educated, and healed in Christ's name. This call isn't confined to church buildings. Our diaconia happens at kitchen tables, at the office, in the school playgrounds. It is meant to heal and reconcile. The seven chosen in Acts were from the very group that felt excluded. In God's design, care and service is what restores trust. Diaconia, care and service, is what makes the word of God real in people's lives. In baptism, you become an emissary of grace. You are Christ's hands and voice. Let your service be one of those greater works that makes the gospel visible to people for the first time. Jesus' way, truth, and life is God's love made real in people's lives.